This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mr. Guerin joins us, like all of our guests, on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We appreciate Billy here. If you have a question or comment for Billy, you can send me a text right now, 651-461-9226. Before we jump into your team and a number of questions I have for you, the last couple segments, I was talking about World Happiness Day. It's World Happiness Day. Unfortunately for us, Billy, our country's 24th out of all the nations on the planet. So apparently, collectively, we're not happy in this country. But there are great moments of joy. And a lot of people chimed in through a text or phone call on the greatest moment of joy in their life. You've had plenty personally, professionally. If I asked you to name one, that one moment of joy that still stays with you now and is just remarkably memorable for you, outside of coming on this show, which is probably one, so let's go to two. What do you have for me?
Like, are you talking about joy in the country or just joy in my life? Like
in your life, in Bill Guerin's life.
I mean, that would be the birth of my children, I think.
But, yep.
You know, that I think that most people would probably say that. The day I met my wife, things like that really make your life what it is. You know, you can go and talk about personal accomplishments or this or that, but in my mind, your family, your friends, the human beings in your life are really what make your life. And, those are a couple big days.
Those are a couple of big days. How did you meet your wife?
Well, it actually is a very funny story. We have a friend named Marty Robinson. He's a really good friend, been a friend for a long time. He owned a great bar in Verona, New Jersey, called the Verona Inn. And my wife was going to college, and she was bartending there one night a week. And I was a patron. But I had never met her, and I had been going there for a long time. And my buddy Marty says, "Hey, listen, you got to meet this girl." And I'm like, I don't really want to get involved with, I don't need a girlfriend right now or this or that or whatever. But then he pointed her out to me at a different bar, and I said, "Okay, I'll meet her." and that was it. And, years down the road, our friend Marty, his wife Cindy, and their four kids, they live 10 minutes from us here in Minnesota now, in Plymouth.
Really?
Yeah, which is kind of crazy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah, it's wild.
That is crazy. That is.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another one. 651-461-9226 for our audience. Billy Guerin just said this is a great bar. What makes a great bar? What makes it? For me, I was just telling somebody about a place in town. Some places just have that vibe of fun, of energy. And I don't know. It obviously places with restaurants and bars all are trying to do it, but some places pull that off. And it's enjoyable to be there. When you think of a bar, and let's just go bar here because restaurant so much is the food, but what makes a good vibe for Bill Guerin at a bar?
You know what? I think there's things like, you know, like ambiance and decor and things like that. But when it gets down to it, it's really the ownership of the bar, the atmosphere that they create and the servers, things like that. I always think it goes back to the people, you know.
Yep.
And
sure.
And your clientele is there a lot of BS going on there, or is there none? And it's a good feeling. There's a great jukebox, you know, or whoever's playing the music is playing, like, you know, the good stuff for everybody. Like, it's just,
mm-hmm. Yep.
But it goes back to the people. And I think the people, you look at Tom Reed's, Tom's one of the great bar owners of the NHL, I'll say. Like, he's always there. He's always in a good mood. He's always talking to his customers. He just puts in so much time and effort to make sure that it's a good place. Those are the places that you want to be.
That's a really good point. If you go to a place and you go with some regularity and the owner or, let's say, the general manager is there and she or he is just fun to talk to and knows what they're doing and, you know, goes above and beyond what you would expect, that helps, right?
Oh,
we're all going
cute.
Through all the crap we're going through our life. When you see somebody who's trying to make your night just a little bit more fun, it raises it.
Yeah. There's nothing better than a good bar.
No.
There really
I agree.
Is.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
And I love
when,
I don't know if you are. I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So you go in, you know, with your wife or your
yep.
buddy or whatever. Do you want a table or do you want to eat at the bar?
It's so funny. I literally was just going to ask you the same question. I am a bar person 95% of the time, pending the numbers. Okay. I think you can do four at the bar. I really do. Some think it's just two. I think you can do four. If it's over that, then I'm a table. But I love sitting there and getting the extra dial. Let's say it's the four of us would go somewhere. I think we can pull off a bar. Now, you need to have people who are all reasonably outspoken. Because if you have, let's say, if it's four of you, and you're trying the four at the bar, and three of you are talkers, like you're a talker, I'm a talker, and one is not a talker, then he or she is going to feel left out. What do you think about that?
I'd agree with that. And it always helps if you have the corner.
Yeah, you're right.
If you get the corner, that is some prime real estate.
Mm-hmm.
If you get the corner, you stay all night.
Yes, yes, you do.
Yeah.
And you might say, hey, can I get this when I come back? How do I do that? A couple texts here on this, and we'll pause. We'll talk about the Wild. Music that is not too loud for talking and a great beer selection. Friendly staff and friendly patrons. A bar that has clean bathrooms. And a great bar has great regulars. If you somehow go there, and let's say you're not a regular, Billy, and somehow you can interact with a regular, I think that really works. Well, I sent you a text last night. I'm at a place last night, and I'm going to have a glass of wine, and I'm picking up food. And all of a sudden, this guy and I start talking, and it turns out you know this guy better than me. And we sat there and talked for like an hour out of nowhere and just had a great conversation.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
I mean, awesome.
I was about 45 minutes late, but
yeah,
it was
and
just
he's
so
got
fun.
A lot to say. He's been around the game a long time.
Oh, like, God.
He's had major league. So what a person to run into.
Yeah. And no, we were needling each other about the food, and then also we started talking and realized we knew a bunch of people. And I mean, I have so much dirt on you now; it's unbelievable. I mean, you might want to just give me the house, or else I'm going public with this. All right. Let's talk about the team. It's been a grind of late, but they've won their last couple games. So are the Wild turning the corner? The man in charge of the Wild, Bill Guerin, is back with us in moments. We continue our conversation with Wild President of Hockey Operations and General Manager Bill Guerin. You know this much better than me. This has been a season divided in a couple ways. Great start for a long time in the first couple months. You had more points and more wins than anybody in the entire league. And then the injury started popping up, not just to your typical players, to your elite players. And they're out, and then your other players are not playing as well. And for the last couple of months, it has been a struggle. You're in the middle of a long homestand. You've won back-to-back games, 3-1 over the Kings, beat the Kraken last night 4-0. It takes a series of games to really get a good feel for your team. But how convinced are you that you may have turned a corner off the last couple of games?
Well, I mean, it sure is reassuring. I mean, you know, the Kings are a very good team. You know, we've been playing some stingy hockey, which is good. You know, the Kraken are a team that we beat last time in Seattle, but they gave us a hard time. Like they played us well, and they played us well again last night after the rough start they had. So I'm encouraged by it. But this is no time to like kind of take a deep breath and relax. We have to stay on task. We've got to stay sharp. And you know, I believe we have 13 games left. We've got to continue playing this way all the way in. And you know, it was nice to see some of our you know, players like Boldy you know, have a big night. And it's encouraging.
Let's talk about Matt Boldy. This is somebody you believe in. This is someone who's had stretches this year when he scored at a high rate, but he's also had, I think, three different stretches, maybe either of 9, 10 games in a row where he has not scored. He was very good playing for USA Hockey. I'm not saying his entire game is dictated by scoring, because in watching some of your games lately, he has been noticeable. But for him to truly be himself, and with Kirill out, to be kind of your bell cow of scoring, what needs to even if it's slight changes in his game, so he doesn't have these type of stretches with any sort of regular occasion?
Yeah, you know what? I actually really like parts of his game. I know he hasn't scored, and you know what? Players go through that, and you know, it's frustrating for everyone to see that, but it's most frustrating for him. But what I do like is that he's had opportunities. He's not playing on the perimeter. He's you know, going, he's cutting to the middle of the ice. He's getting his shots. He's producing some scoring chances. It just hasn't really been going in for him. So I've liked the way that he's kind of handled it, and he just continues to play hard. Maybe he could spend a little more time in front of the net. But, you know, overall, I think it's just a matter of, you know, regaining your scoring touch or your confidence in that way. But I don't think his game has reflected in the way that he's produced, if that makes any sense.
During this stretch, when the wins have been coming, have you addressed the team in any different way than how you normally interact with individual players and when you're around them?
I have not. I have not addressed them as a group. You know, I feel, you know, and John and I talk quite often, and we talk about these things. Is it time for this? Is it time for that? Do I need to get involved? Does somebody else need to get involved? Like, what's the messaging here to the guys? So we really, you know, think about those things and the timing of it. You know, what message are they looking for? You know, I was just away for a while watching on TV. It's very different, a very different feeling than, you know, than John gets from behind the bench or the mm-hmm. other guys get from up top. So we just want to make sure that it's, you know, hey, we lose one or two games and, you know, you come storming down and everybody's uptight about it. You just want to make sure you do things at the right time. And so I have not done that. I haven't felt
okay. So let me pick up on that. Listen, in the end, you're the boss. Have there been times when you felt like, yeah, it's time for me to speak, and you and John has said, nope, trust me, we're okay, and you end up deferring to what he wants you to do? Or do you say, hey, I get it, John, but I still have the final say here?
No, yeah, we that has happened, and recently. And, you know, that's why I really love working for John. I trust him. He trusts me. We talk about it. There have been other times where I've said, hey, look, what do you think of this? And he's like, yeah, I think that's a good idea. But we kind of, you know, we talk about it. We don't care whose idea it is or who's delivering the message or whatever. It's just got to be the right thing. And, you know, I'll listen to him and he listens to me.
I know you've had conversation with Ryan Hartman many times, and you certainly talked to him extensively after the last suspension. He's been back now for a few games. What is your view on how he's played?
He's played really well. Yeah, I think he's got like 6 points or something since he's been back, or 7 points. You know, but I like the way he's played. Like, it's not just the points; it's his overall game that's been good. I've been really happy with the way Ryan's played.
This is Bill Guerin. We're talking about the Wild here on WCCO. You've been riding Gus of late, and he's been playing well. Is it just the way he's playing, or is anything going on with Marc-Andre Fleury?
Oh, it's just the way he's playing. I mean, he's played well. Yep. He's, you know, that's no, Flowers fine. He's doing great. This is the way it is right now.
Your next play Saturday, home against Buffalo. Should we assume off the shutout last night that Gus is going to play again?
I would assume that, but I mean, I don't know right now.
Yep. Okay. The injuries. Everybody wants to know. As you mentioned it, 13 games left. Brodin has been skating. The other two elite players for you and Kirill and Joel Eriksson Ek have not. Are we getting close with Brodin? And are you confident that the other two players will play in the regular season?
We're getting close with Brodin. I guess I'm pretty confident. Yeah, I'm confident, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen or it's not going to happen.
The last time we chatted, you felt like Kirill was ahead of Joel. Is it still that way, or are they
no,
fairly
I said
close?
Joel was ahead of Kirill.
Oh, really? Okay. You know, you're 100% right. My mistake. 100% right. Is it still that way?
I think so.
How about you this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Are you convinced they're both going to play at some point in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So if somebody's saying right now, I don't even think they're going to play, you're going to say, no, I think when the playoffs are here, unless something out of the ordinary takes place, they're going to be ready.
I mean, that's what I think, but I've been wrong before. So who knows?
Yeah, but you also know a fair amount.
Yep, I do.
you've turned from very expansive, Billy, to kind of tight, short in your answers, Bill.
Well, because here's what happens. Other people listen to your show. And then I run into them tomorrow, and they're like, you said this, you said this. Can you expand on it? And I'm like, yep. I'm just doing the interview. I'm not writing. I don't have the hammer and chisel out writing stuff in stone. I'm telling you what I think, and then, but I can't promise anything. I can't give you dates. I can't tell you when this is going to happen. Because, you know what, injuries are tricky. And, you know what, once you have a good day, you know, you might come back the next morning and you have three crappy days. So I really try to manage some, you know, people's expectations and you know, I'm not trying to keep anything from anybody, but it's just there's no reason to get out there and say this is going to happen or this is what I really think, and because I really don't know.
Yep. How have these all three of them? How have they held up? Listen, injuries are part of it. Everyone has faced it. You face it as a player. But when you have three players of this caliber and when they're seeing the team playing the way they were, and let's acknowledge again, you won the last two games, but how is their dialogue, how is their disposition been during this time?
I mean, their disposition, it's good, but it's painful to not be out on the ice. It's easier when the team's winning. It's worse when they're losing. You know, you want to be out there. You want to help.
For sure. I saw a clip from you yesterday. You were at the general manager's meeting. And this even goes back to me paying attention to Louis when he was running it. Is there ever a general manager's meeting in a place where it's not 85 degrees?
No.
Yeah.
And there never will be.
I mean, what's wrong with Kalamazoo, Michigan, for a general manager's meeting? I mean, come on.
Why would you? Would you go there for your meetings?
Hell no. No. Hell.
Why would
I'm talking to you from Palm Desert, California. So what does that tell you?
I know you are, because you're no dummy.
Yeah. Well.
And you know what? Everybody, if you don't do it like that, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. What was the main takeaway from the meetings? Is this one of those meetings where it's just typical? Was this rule changes? What took place?
Yeah, it was typical, just with rule changes and clarification on things. And, you know, I will be honest, there was not a lot of heavy lifting at this one. It just, you know, it kind of goes, you know, meeting to meeting. Like, in this one just, you know, we reviewed a bunch of things. But it just, you know, wasn't that deep.
Are you getting attacked? Your dog is barking in the background there.
No, he saw a squirrel, so obviously he's protecting me. It's a vicious squirrel.
Yeah.
So.
Well, this could be our last conversation then, if that squirrel gets inside.
It might be the last one for the squirrel. He's protecting me.
Yes, exactly. That's correct.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
On, buddy. Talk soon.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill Guerin, right here on CCO.